We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. You've been traveling the world, which sounds very romantic.
Yes, yes. It is a lot of fun. You know, this year I toured Asia. I was in Hong Kong and Vietnam doing stand-up.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You were in Vietnam doing stand-up?
No, I know. No, it was for mostly, you know, there's probably more English-speaking people in Hong Kong than there are in Pittsburgh, to be honest with you. So, you know, it was mostly American, British audiences, you know, over there that would come to my show. So there's a demand for people to come out and do English-speaking shows over there. So, yeah.
And really got your big start on MTV back in the day.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about it. You were doing stuff that a lot of people are doing now before anyone was doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I started in college. I started a, you know, college radio show. I was doing video before YouTube and before, you know, prank TV, which is sort of so mainstream now, before a lot of that. So, you know, I was running around with a video camera in the 90s doing stuff, and I think people related to some of the pranks we were doing, because a lot of kids were starting to shoot videos with their home video cameras. But it was before we had these cell phones.
Right.
It was before we all had video cameras on us. So it was sort of just on the cusp of that. So it was an exciting time.
Yeah, everything you did back then, you can now do on there and edit it as well on
the
phone.
Yeah, I would do a lot of pranks on my parents too.
What kind of pranks?
I loved what when you did that parents? Stuff.
Like I painted their house. I painted their house plaid.
Plaid.
Yeah. You know.
I remember that.
Yeah. We did some stuff to their car that I don't know if you want me to say on the radio, but I painted some sort of graphic images on their car.
And what was the real reaction to your parents? It looked pretty real in the moment.
You know,
they were like, Tom, what are you doing?
They were mad, and then we would film them get mad. You know, it was really before reality TV. The only really the only real reality TV show on television was on MTV was the Real World, you know. But it was before the Osbournes and the Kardashians and the Real Housewives and all this stuff. So people weren't really used to seeing real people, you know, arguing and they didn't know what to think. The audience didn't know what to think. People would come up and ask me, "Are those your real parents?" And I'd say, "Yeah, of course they were my real parents." People thought they were actors, you know. So it was an exciting time. You know, we kind of broke some ground, I think, with you know, weird television. And now I've got this incredible fan base all around the world, really, and all over the country. I'm always touring. And I did stand-up before I did my show. When I was a teenager, I was doing stand-up in Canada. So stand-up's really my first love, and I love getting up on stage and telling jokes and having a good time.
And you got to be a little bit more outlandish, because that's what everybody expects from you.
You know, it's fun. You know, I was always a fan of outrageous comedy. You know, when I was a teenager, I grew up in Canada, Ottawa, not too far from here, and I'm used to the cold. I can handle the cold. I played hockey. You know, the Penguins beat our Senators a few times over the years, so you know, we don't like that. But I always really loved outrageous comedy. So when in Canada, I would watch guys like Norm Macdonald and Harland Williams, who I'm sure you've had in here.
Oh yeah, we sure.
He's a good friend of mine.
He's funny too.
Yeah, yeah. And so
I always marvel at, Tom, is just the profession. There's a purity to what you do, because you know if it's working or not. You know if the audience have. You don't need anybody to tell you. There's a direct connection and a purity to that. When it's going good, nothing feels better, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that is amazing about stand-up comedy, when you make a television show, when I had my show on MTV, you know, you have a whole bunch of people involved, and they're telling you what to say and what to do, and you have to kind of negotiate every aspect of the show, and it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas with stand-up, you just go do your thing, you write it yourself, you can come up with a joke, you know, right before you walk up on stage, you come up with a joke on stage, and so it's a really pure form of comedy.
Well, big fan of your work, and you can see Tom Green this weekend, two shows tonight, two tomorrow, one Sunday night, at the Improv on the Waterfront in Homestead. Great to meet you, Tom.
Great to meet you guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.